I'm joined now by Sarah Martin in the studio with the headlines of the day. Sarah, what's the latest with coronavirus?
Well, Annie, the confirmed case count around the world has hit 3,116,400, with over 217,000 deaths worldwide. In Australia, our death toll has risen to 89, and our active case count is 1,081, with 5,573 recovered.
And what's the latest from the Prime Minister?
Well, Scott Morrison held a press conference today and gave us some insight into when we could see some relaxation of the restrictions. Mr. Morrison said that the strict laws around social distancing could be softened not too far away. And he stated that while international travel and mass events will be off the cards for some time, there is the possibility of opening up a travel corridor between Australia and New Zealand. Discussions are still underway.
Now to the UK, where there's some good news.
Yes, I love this story. 99-year-old British veteran Captain Tom Moore has won hearts around the world for raising over $56 million for the NHS in the UK. Captain Moore aimed to walk 100 laps around his garden before his 100th birthday. And today it's been announced that the Royal Air Force will honour his 100th birthday this Thursday with a fly-past tribute. More than 120,000 birthday cards have flooded in from around the world for Captain Moore. Coronavirus has killed more than 21,000 people in the UK.
To Brazil now, and controversial President Jair Bolsonaro is in hot water again.
The Supreme Court has approved an investigation into whether Bolsonaro attempted to illegally interfere in the federal police. This comes at a time when hospitals and morgues across Brazil are becoming overwhelmed due to an outbreak of coronavirus. The country has reported more than 53,000 cases and over 3,600 deaths. However, some scientists suggest that these figures may be inaccurate and the real case count may be much higher. The president has insisted that the disease is minor and does not require strict social distancing measures that other countries have adopted.
And Iran has its own health crisis due to the coronavirus cure hoaxes. Can you tell us more about that?
Iran has been one of the epicentres of the coronavirus outbreak in the Middle East. People have been dying from alcohol poisoning after rumours circulated that it's a cure for the virus. An Iranian health ministry spokesperson has said that over 5,000 people have been poisoned from consuming toxic methanol alcohol, with 525 dead since February the 20th.
There's a cautionary tale. Thanks, Sarah, for those headlines.
Thanks, Annie.